Source: Twitter doesn't consider Antifa accounts to be rule violating. By Alam Bokhari on July 2, 2019. Twitter does not currently believe accounts expressing support for the violent extremist Antifa movement, including the account linked to last week's brutal assault on journalist Andy Ngo, are in violation of its terms of service, according to a person familiar with the situation. According to the source, Twitter believes that the Rose City Antifa account, the official Twitter presence of the Portland-based mob behind the attack on Ngo, is not currently in violation of the platform's terms of service. This seems at odds with Twitter's rules in a section titled Violent Extremist Groups, which reads, "Groups included in this policy will be those that identify as such or engage in activity, both on and off the platform, that promotes violence." The source noted that investigations are ongoing and that law enforcement have not yet confirmed who is responsible for the attack. But that doesn't change the fact that participants in the Antifa mob were captured on camera assaulting Ngo, who was put in hospital as a result. Ngo sustained a brain hemorrhage from the attack. The activities of Antifa have been formally classified as domestic terrorist violence by the Department of Homeland Security. Members of the violent far-left movement plotted an acid attack against a pro-Trump event 2 years ago, while another member of the group was charged with assault with a deadly weapon after attacking a peaceful Trump supporter with a metal bike lock in the same year. As I wrote in an earlier report, Antifa enjoys widespread support in Silicon Valley, including at Twitter. According to Twitter's rules, groups that engage in violent extremism both online and offline will be banned from the platform. Yet Rose City Antifa, along with numerous other Antifa-supporting accounts, is given free rein on the site. One account, according to its owner, belongs to an employee of the company. Twitter user Yuprax1A claims to be an employee of Twitter Seattle, as well as a neurodivergent queer and a supporter of Antifa. The account is followed by Twitter Open, an official company account, and was at one point followed by Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Far Left Watch, a group that monitors left-wing extremism, has also revealed how Twitter ignored its reports of Antifa accounts that were engaged in doxing, revealing hitherto private information of ICE agents. Given Twitter's treatment of conservative accounts, it makes them letting Antifa off the hook even more curious. Will they still claim to hold no political bias? Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.